Hello, let's talk about the TPT conference. So TPT Forward is a conference that Teachers Pay Teachers throws each year. It's always in the summer in July, and there recently has been an in-person and a virtual aspect to it. This is something that happens every year, and you can see TPT will start promoting it usually like December-ish, and definitely by the springtime you'll see banners up at the top of Teachers Pay Teachers website so that you can see and sign up. Every year that I attend, I like to do this little video where we chit chat about some of the things that I've learned. That way you can see some of the insights I've seen, and then also, since there is a virtual aspect of it, if you have, you know, done the TPT conference and you haven't watched one of the sessions that I mentioned, then you can make sure that you check that out. Now, I do apologize for being a little bit late, because as this video goes up, there will only be a little bit more time in order for you to watch the sessions if you haven't done so already, because they are available through August 31st this year. Hopefully, I will share enough that if you haven't watched them, you can, and then if you haven't gone to the conference and done the whole thing, then you get a little bit out of it. Now, a couple questions that I always get, people always say like, can I still do the conference? No, because the conference is over, but you can check it out next year. And if you haven't watched the videos yet, they will be available through August 31st if you are subscribed, if you have like done the conference and all of that kind of stuff. Now, this is actually the first year that I went in person, which was really exciting. I wasn't there the whole time, but I did get to see a few sessions and I got to present my session in person, which was really, really cool. This year it was held in Boston, Massachusetts, which was awesome. I had never been to Boston, and so that was really fun for me. And they have not yet released, as of the filming of this video, where it's gonna be next year. I say that, I feel like every time I say something like that, like the next day they announce it. So, you know, it will hopefully be coming soon, but as of filming this video, that is not available yet. So just a couple things right off the bat. Now, what we're going to talk about in this video is we're going to talk about some of the things that I learned. So like specifically, I learned this, I learned this, I learned this. And then we'll talk about my like all-time favorite sessions that you should definitely make sure that you watch. Hopefully you have something fun to drink. Hopefully you're ready to notate anything that you need to check out. And yeah, let's get started. All right, so let's talk about some of the things that I have learned from the TPT Forward 2023. There's always so many different sessions about so many different things that I learned a lot during the TPT Forward, so I'm excited to share some of the ones I've learned this time. These are not in any particular order. Actually, they might be in, oh, just kidding. They're in the order that I watched them. All right, so first of all, Eileen Miracle had a session all about being a TPT seller and a teacher full-time. I love her, she's a music teacher, so you know, there's a little kinship there. But I wanted to make sure I watched hers. And some of the things that stuck out in her session specifically, number one was bundles. She talked about kind of like the different percentages of where different pieces of her income came from. And one thing that was interesting is she had a little sliver of her like pie chart that was all from new bundles that she made with products she already had. So she took like products that she already had in her store and just bundled them a different way. So maybe, I don't know exactly because I didn't like do that much research, but maybe she did like a bundle for second grade lessons, and maybe she did a bundle for, you know, like a certain type of game or something like that. And so just taking things she already had and bundling them differently, and that made up 6% of the income that she was reporting to us. And I just thought that was such a huge number for something that doesn't take a lot of time. And so that's something that I think about a lot, and I'm always like, oh, I should, you know, make a bundle for this or a bundle for that. And so that's something that I've been looking at a lot more. And so like, especially for back to school, I made sure that I had a back to school bundle, and just looking at different ways that I can like bundle products that I already have to increase income. She also mentioned that she had like another chart, and she had a year where she spent almost all her time updating listings, updating products, and not necessarily making very many new products. And she said that was one of the most profitable years that she's had. So I've already been like trying to update things, and that was really the push that I needed to be like, yes, we need to make sure that we are doing this. Tanya Marshall had a session all about email lists, and she talked about titles of emails, or yeah, that's what they're called, headlines, titles, I don't know. Subject lines, that's the word. This is what happens when you teach all day and then you come home and film videos. Subject lines for email lists. And she talked about like different things to make them better, and specifically that they should be conversational. They do not need to be capitalized. I always capitalize mine like a book because I assumed that's what you were supposed to do. Apparently you don't need to do that. You can keep it all lowercase. Not adding a lot of punctuation, because really the idea that she came across with was make sure that your email subject lines read like something that someone's just emailing to a friend rather than from a company. And so if you're emailing a friend, you're probably not putting tons of punctuation and you're not capitalizing things and different things like that. And the other thing she talked about with headlines is like opening and closing loops. So in your subject, you can open a loop. So like asking a question or asking people to imagine something or different things like that, where it's kind of like getting them thinking about like, huh, I wonder what's in there, and just really striking the curiosity chord. And then in the email, you can close that loop. So you can, you know, answer the question or whatever it is. I thought that was interesting because I typically just title the email whatever it is, but thinking about it like that has been really helpful. I haven't done enough data tracking to see if it's helped anything yet, but I do think about it as I have like her voice in my head now, when I'm writing an email subject line and I try to make it more conversational, I try to open and close loops whenever I can, and just all of those things, and kind of think about like, huh, what would I do if I was sending this to just like a friend and not to my email list? Next up, Kristen Doyle had a whole session all about like previews and other things like that that you need for your store. But specifically, even though I always am amazed how I can still get things that are useful out of videos that are like things that I feel like I already know. Like, I spent a lot of time thinking about previews and I spent a lot of time making my previews, and I still learn stuff. So one thing that she said in her session that I really, really liked was when you're making a preview, following these like question prompts and basically making sure your preview answers each of these questions in this order. So the first question is, what is it? So at the beginning of your preview, make some sort of like just general, like, this is what this is. And then talk about the problems that it solves. So not just what the product is, but like, what problem is it solving? Are kids gonna be engaged and not bored and sleeping? That's a problem you're now solving, good job. Then what do I get? So that is more specifically like, what is included? What aspects are included? What formats are included? Those kind of things. The fourth question is, how do I know it's good? So that would be more like at the end where you're trying to convince someone to purchase the product. And in that, it's more like adding reviews to your previews, which I realized is much more important than I thought it was, because I'm always like, oh, they can just read the reviews when they scroll down, but not everyone scrolls down. And so having them in your preview is really helpful to help people like make sure that they see those reviews. Or you can talk about how it's worked in your classroom or just different things like that, and really like try to convince them at the end and really just be like, this is how you know it works. It works for me, it'll work for you, you know, anything like that will help. But reviews is kind of like the gold standard of what you could do. And then at the end, make sure that you link to a bundle if it's included in a bundle. This is something I've already been doing, but I just want to throw it out there since we're talking about previews, because she mentioned specifically that she uses UTM code, so she tracks that and she can see that a lot of people will click on the bundle link in the preview and go purchase the bundle. Not one, but two TBT sellers talked about using Canva bulk editing, which is something that I did not know existed. So Cassie Nowak and Teresa Kawant both talked about this concept in bulk creating like social media graphics. And basically what it is, in the short term, maybe we'll do a video after I've like tried this out of like a tutorial, but basically what it is that you can put like text into a Google Sheets or an Excel spreadsheet, and then you can download that as a CSV file. Then you can go to Canva, and if you have the Pro, you can go to the bulk editing tools, which is under your apps, and you like match the text on like the photo that you have or the graphic that you have to the CSV file, upload the CSV file, and you can click a button that's like make a new graphic for each one. And you can make a graphic which each of those things. So if you're doing like quotes, you can get like 20 quotes, upload them there, stick them into Canva, and then now you have 20 graphics that have 20 different quotes that you can put on to your social media. And it's so much faster than like sitting there and typing them all out line by line into the thing, and then you can just format it a little bit, and there you go. Teresa Kwant took it one more time, and everybody was talking about ChatGPT and GPT? GDP. That's gross domestic product. That's not right. GPT. I don't know. Whatever the AI thing that I clearly don't use is. Everyone is talking about that, and I now feel like I need to actually try it out because I heard a lot of really specific ways that I can use them in my job. So like, okay, I guess I can use it. But Teresa Kwant was talking about you can use that to come up with quotes or different things like that to put into there. So she used AI to come up with a list. You put that list into Excel, put that into Canva, and then boom, she had all these different things. And I was like, that's magical. That's magical. I'm morally against AI because I'm like, it doesn't have the human touch, which is why, you know, like my products are still gonna be better than AI because I'm actually in the classroom, I actually have that human touch. But I have realized it could be useful, so maybe we'll try it out. Don't expect much though. Y'all know how anti-tech I am over here. Joshua Cabral always has like my favorite session, and he always talks about copywriting, and this year he talked about short form copy. So not like big long blog posts or big long emails, but like short things. So like social media text or ad graphics. I don't use ads, but you know, hypothetically, or different things like that. And specifically talking about like differentiating in your mind short form copy and long form copy, because they have different purposes and people interact with them differently. Short form copy typically tends to be like, I'm scrolling on social media and I happen to see your post. Therefore, I probably don't know you. And even if I do know you, I'm not planning to spend like 10 minutes reading your social media post. But if someone's on your blog, then they're expecting to read a blog post and they're expecting like that longer thing, and they might already know you, or especially like email, they obviously already know you, and they're expecting it to be a little bit longer. So when you're using short form copy, like really making it short and spending more time moving people from short copy to free, like opt-in or go read a blog post or something like that, rather than going from short form straight to sales. That doesn't mean you can't do that, just it's better if you can do a free one. So that doesn't mean I'm like never gonna advertise my products on Instagram, but it does mean I'm trying to like kind of reframe like short form copy versus long form copy. I hope I did that justice. He also, if you haven't watched the session yet, gave a whole long list of words you can use for call to actions and words you can use to replace other words to make your copy better. And he always does such a good job. And he always has such interesting things that I haven't thought about. Nyla is currently engaged in trying to liberate a dead leaf from the trash can. Oh, and she succeeded. I was hoping that would keep her entertained a little bit longer. Oh well. All right, now if you are part of the TPT Forward Conference and you're like, I need to know what videos I need to watch before the conference is unavailable, and so all of those things, like your time is going. If you don't have a lot of time, what do you watch? We're gonna talk about my like top absolute best very favorite videos and sessions that I watched. I am gonna caveat this with, this is a very personal thing because what I need and what you need is very, very different. And the great thing about TPT Forward is that it has a wide variety, but that also means that I didn't watch all the sessions because like there were sessions for beginner sellers. I'm not a beginner seller, and so I didn't watch that session because I don't need that. And so I might list one that you're like, oh, I don't need that. That's totally fine. If you don't need it, don't watch it. You know, spend your time on something that is more applicable now, or maybe watch it and save it, you know, for later, or you know, whatever you want to do. Or you might have one that you really loved that I don't mention because it's not something I currently need. So just there's my little disclaimer out there. That being said, I have four of my absolute favorite sessions. Although if we're talking about sessions you should watch, you should also go watch my session because it's pretty great. I think so. Actually, I'm really proud of it. I thought I did a really good job. personally. So there's that. It is all about how to use content to sell your products, and specifically like what types of content to create. And I give you like the tools to come up with a whole bunch of ideas for your content. So if you're doing YouTube, blog, or even social media, you can go check that out. So there's that. I didn't watch my own because I know it pretty well. So ones that I watched that I, hey, don't eat that. The four that were my absolute favorite that I actually have either already watched them twice or plan to watch them twice. Number one, these aren't in any particular order though. Short Form Coffee by Joshua Cabral. It was great. I'm gonna watch it again. I'm gonna take notes. He suggests a whole bunch of books you can read about coffee. I'm gonna read every single one of them and it's gonna be great and I am very excited. Number two was, I have an email list. Now What by Tanya G. Marshall. That's where she was talking all about like email subject lines, and she gets really deep into like what you should post and how you can like send an email and then send another like follow-up email with just the people who clicked. And she showed like how she tracks her emails, which I definitely don't keep data on my emails, but now I feel like I need to. And she tracks each one and like what segment she sends it to in her list and who she sends it to and when she sends it. And she also shared like unsubscribe rates, which I thought was really interesting, like how many people unsubscribed from this one particular email. And so like really try to minimize unsubscribes while maximizing click-through rate and profits and all of that stuff. So that was really interesting to me. Number three was Chanel Moore's session that was called From Plateau to Peak Sales. I thought that one was really, really interesting. She went really deep into like different reasons that your sales might plateau. So instead of, you know, when you first start your business, it tends to like go up and up and up and you tend to like double every year. And then you get to a point where it just kind of like evens out a little bit. And so how you can go from that plateau to going back up. And she gave a lot of really good suggestions in there, which I thought was really great. Now I can't remember any of them, which is why I need to watch it a second time, but it was a really, really helpful session that I will be watching, which again, might be really specific to me because that's kind of how it's been this year. Like it's like every month has been like fine. And I have made at least a little bit more than I did like that month the year before, but some months it was like by $100, which if you only make $100 is great, but if you're making like five figures in a month, $100 is not that exciting. So not that I'm complaining, I'm not complaining because it's still really good, but I am kind of feeling that like, what happened? And I think there's a lot of other things going on right now, but I am not the type who's like gonna sit around and complain and, you know, blame all the other things. So I'm really looking for like actionable things that I can do to help myself get out of that situation a bit. So there we are with that. And number four, Cassie Nowak's time saving templates. She flies through a whole bunch of tips and templates that are super, super helpful if you are doing anything. She talks about like templates for social media and templates for products and things I've never thought of. Like for example, she talked about having a branding kit in like a PowerPoint, which I use Keynote, but same thing. So like in PowerPoint, having a PowerPoint that's like a brand kit, and in there she has like text that is in the font she normally uses and all the colors that she typically uses and like her logos and different things like that, so that you can easily like copy and paste them into a different PowerPoint when you're making a product. She also talked about kind of a similar thing, but like clip art that you use often, putting that into a PowerPoint so that you don't have to like go through it, the final files and like find them and resize it. You can just like make it the size you're probably gonna use and then copy and paste it into the actual PowerPoint of the product you're making. Like, mind blown. She did a really good job, and she just had so many ideas that I had not thought of. I'll give you a third one that I thought was really interesting. For her blog, that she has like a PowerPoint of her blog, and she'll put like, she'll type the blog in there, but then she'll also put like her graphics and any links that she needs and those kind of things. I don't know if I'm gonna incorporate that one, but I thought it was a really interesting idea to just have like that for each blog post. So I'm thinking about it. We shall see. I don't know if I'm gonna love that because I batch them, and so that feels like it would take a lot of time, but yeah, I don't know, but it was really interesting. She had so many really, really, really interesting things that I had not thought of, and so I would highly recommend that you check that one out if you haven't seen it yet. So those are my four absolute favorite sessions. That doesn't mean the other ones were not as good. Those were just like my standout, like if you don't watch anything, those are the ones I would suggest. Again, being someone who's been around for a while, obviously, if you're more of like a beginner, then you're probably gonna want to watch the ones that were like for beginners, which is totally fine. And that's one thing that's great about the TPT Forward Conference, is there is a wide variety of all those things. This is the first year that I went in person, and I will say I really enjoyed being in person. It was a little stressful as like a severe introvert, because talking to strangers is like so not my thing. But other than that, it was really great. And I, you know, just clung to Kayla, and she talked to everybody for me, and that was great. So I really actually enjoyed, though, like I went to a networking session and got to talk to people, and that was super amazing. And just like being around people that you actually know, and I got to go to some of the sessions in person, and that's just so much more fun than watching them online. And so I will say that I really enjoyed the in-person aspect of it. However, virtual is much more practical, so we'll see what next year brings. I'm also, by the way, gonna have a video about me presenting at TPT Forward. So if you had like questions about the process or how it felt or tips for like public speaking or anything, send them to me on Instagram. It's at becca.e.davis, and then I will be able to include them in that video, which will come out in a few weeks when I don't give my video editor a heart attack and film a video on Wednesday that needs to go out on Sunday. But you know, there we are. I probably should have worn the t-shirt, shouldn't I? Oh well. Too late. Last year I didn't get a t-shirt. Anyway, all right, thanks for watching. I'll see you next time. Bye.